The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a recurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host for today's episode, Aries. Today we are joined by Coach Capeless.
Hello, good morning.
Who runs the Movember Club at the school. In today's episode, we are going to be talking to them about what Movember really is and some information on the club. To begin today, how has your day been so far?
So far, so good. It's a Friday. Started the morning watching Taconic TV, which is a great way to get the day started.
Yeah, Fridays, you know, you have that feeling that, you know, the weekend's near, but it's not. You're not quite there yet, you know. And 1 to 2 p.m., you're just like, I can't wait to drive home or go on the bus and, you know, just sit down, maybe stay up a little later than you would normally.
Yeah, looking forward to a nice long weekend ahead, wishing it was going to be a little bit warmer, but
yeah,
we'll take what we get.
The weather's, you know, it's been mediocre for pretty much the entire week, yeah. But can't wait because apparently next week it's going to be way warmer.
So. Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Anyway, to fully begin today, I'm going to ask you a pretty simple question. What is Movember?
So Movember is the leading charity for men's health. It was started in 2003 in Australia, and their three main target areas are testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and my main focus, which is mental health and suicide prevention.
Do you know any, like, anything, any history about Movember?
Yeah, so it was started in 2003. There were a couple guys that were at a bar in Australia. They were talking to each other about how there's no real movement for men's health. Breast cancer awareness is very big for women's health with the ribbon and the color pink for October. But there wasn't really anything for men, so they came up with an idea about growing out a mustache. And the idea of growing out your mustache is to help to change the face of men's health. And a mustache is a conversation starter. So if you have a mustache, whether it's a big mustache or a goofy little small mustache, it's a good way to get a conversation started. And someone might ask, oh, hey, what's up with your mustache? And then it's a good way to start conversations about men's health, mental health, and stuff of that nature.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about Movember in middle school, but I came to Taconic a couple months after, I think. I saw on your wall, there's like a couple posters on men's mental health. And then I think in November, you guys had a walkathon?
Yeah, so this year was our third walkathon that we've done. Which has been really cool to see it grow within our school community at Taconic and in partnership with students over at Pittsfield High School. We've been able to do it on the same day this year. We were able to get both schools together, which was really cool, a great day. And it's a chance with the walkathon to raise money for Movember and a scholarship in honor of my friend who died by suicide in 2015.
Yeah. Movember seems like a really helpful program and club for people who are hurting or, you know, they just aren't mentally okay.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do with Movember and the work that we do is to help to break the stigma surrounding mental health and asking for help, because too often men struggle in silence. They're less likely to seek help. And in the past, asking for help was looked at as a sign of weakness, and it was kind of just the old school mentality of, oh, man up, like quit being a baby, quit acting like a girl. So we're trying to change that stigma that will allow people to understand that asking for help, advocating for yourself is really a sign of strength. And everybody struggles from time to time, and it's okay. It's okay to be going through a rough patch. It's okay to be struggling from time to time, but as long as you are knowing that you're not alone and that it's okay to ask for help, and being able to try to find sources of information of what you can do or how you can get help is trying to help to bridge the gaps there with that.
Yeah. So why did you choose to become a part of November? What was your main reason or main reasons?
So my main reason was my friend passed away, died by suicide in 2015. And at the time, it really affected me, affected my friend group. And I didn't really know what to do about it. I didn't really have any plan of what I was going to do. But I knew that at some point I wanted to do something. And then his family started the scholarship at PHS that spring in 2016 was the first year that they awarded the scholarship. And then 2020, I was just happened to be scrolling through my newsfeed on social media and saw a post about Movember, and it said to run or walk 60 miles for the men, the 60 men that die by suicide each hour across the globe. So I thought to myself, okay, this is something that I can do. Started running in honor of my friend. And then the following year was my first year at Taconic. And some people, some students had seen what I had done the year before and wanted to get involved and tried to figure out what could we do. So we came up with the idea of doing the walkathon, which was a really great idea to get students involved and just to help to open up that conversation. Because in the past, it wasn't really something that people talked about. People were kind of like afraid to talk about mental health and your struggles. And then now I've seen people are a lot more open with having those conversations, which are very important to have.
Yeah. Where do you guys go during the walkathon? Like, what's the location? Where do you guys go on Pitchfield?
So the first 2 years, we did them just at our schools. So we did it right up on the track at Taconic, and then Pittsfield High School did theirs right around the building. And there was a lot of positive feedback from people that were going by at PHS because they were a lot more visible than we were out at Taconic. So the idea was to get the two schools together. So this year, we were fortunate enough to be able to use the Common. So the Pittsfield Common in downtown Pittsfield was our gathering point where we started and finished the walk. And we did a loop in downtown. We went down First Street to East Street to North Street to Eagle Street and then back to the Common. So we had about 100 students from each schools, and we had some guest speakers who gave speeches before we went off on the walk. But yeah, so it was really cool to be able to see both schools together, because a lot of times, especially in sports, it's a fun rivalry, PHS versus Taconic. But at the end of the day, we're all from Pittsfield and we're all in the same community. So to be able to have the two schools together for a good cause, it was really nice to be able to see how it came together.
Yeah. November seems like a really, like, not interesting, but I guess flavorful club. Like, it seems like it does help a lot and a lot of people support it. And that's, I've considered joining it, but I don't think I will, not because I don't support it, but because I have a lot going on and it would add more to that, you know, busy week. And
yeah, so that's one thing that has been a challenge of being able to find a time that works for everybody. Especially because a lot of the students that are involved in our club do sports as well. So it's hard to be able to do a meeting after school. So we do our meetings in the morning at 7 a.m. on Wednesdays and Fridays, because that's a time where people don't have other responsibilities besides just getting up and getting to school. So I have donuts and munchkins in the morning on Wednesday and Friday as kind of like a little draw to get people to wake up a little bit earlier than they might have otherwise.
Yeah. So do you just get let in, the students get just let into the building before?
So I'm fortunate that my classroom is right in the back of the building. So it's right by the back door. So if students come in and they knock on the window, we'll open the door for them. And then we just come right in and have our meeting in the classroom. Because if you're in the front of the school, they don't let students in until 7:15. So sometimes if you're coming in on a bus, you don't really have a chance to be there earlier, but it is a chance where some people are able to get there for seven. So it's a time that we start planning different events like the walkathon and our intro to track and other things that we talk about and do during the school day and stuff.
Yeah. Do you know any like other teachers or any other people in the school, like staff who are a part of November?
So for our mustache contest, which we did this year, was the first year where we had a lot more staff involvement. We had Mr. Tabor, Mr. Keller, Mr. Gregory, Mr. Bonney, myself, and then a couple other students all, and Mr. McQuinn, and we all grew out our mustache. So we met up together on the first day of November for our shave down. So we all shaved our face completely clean and then grew out our mustache and then had a contest to see who had the best mustache by the end of the month.
Who won?
Well, it was kind of a no contest because obviously my mustache is the best. But as for students, Chris Escalon was the leader for the students. Hopefully we'll be able to get a little bit more student involvement in the next couple of years, but it can be a challenge for some high school boys to grow out a mustache in 30 days, but the ones that can, I hope will. And it's just a nice, as we said, a way to start a conversation. And some people are like, oh no, I can't grow out a mustache. It's not going to look very good. And I'm like, well, even a bad mustache is a good conversation starter.
I mean, yeah, mustaches, they do make someone more, I guess, presentable.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's not a look for everybody, but it's definitely a look that will get some attention.
Yeah. I mean, Mario has a mustache.
And yeah, can't go wrong with trying to be like Mario.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to be going on a quick break, and we will be back shortly. And we're back on Up on Taconic, asking some questions to Coach Capeless about Movember. So, the next question I'm going to be asking you is, are any of your friends or family a part of Movember?
Yeah, so I have had a lot of support within my friends and family. A lot of my, so my parents both have joined my Movember team, and some of my friends as well, where there's the Movember app, join the team, and you can log your miles. So the goal for the month is to get to 60 miles. And again, the 60 represents the number of men that die by suicide each hour. So 60 miles sounds like a lot, but when you break it down, 2 miles a day is not that bad. And it's a really, I look forward to it because it's a chance to kind of, whether you're going for a walk with a friend or if you're going out for a walk or a run on your own, it's a chance to either build connections, personal relationships, if you're walking with somebody else, or it's a chance to be present with your own thoughts. So I feel the connection with my friend when I'm out doing my runs, because there's a reason, right? I'm not just going out there to run for nothing. I'm running for a reason. So then I'll make posts on my Instagram and I'll share them to Facebook. And I get a lot of positive feedback from people that support what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So it's been really nice to see the support, not only in our school community, but also my friends and family have been really supportive in pushing and talking about Movember.
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt it. Movember's, like I have said like multiple times, Movember is something that I feel like should be here at Taconic. Do you know how it started here at Taconic?
Yeah, so that first year we did the walkathon, and I had a couple sophomores in my class that were working on their civics project. And their project, they came to me and wanted to talk about men's mental health. And part of their project at the end was they needed to come up with an action plan or what could they do about it. So the three of us, myself, Elijah Harewood, Nick Berkeley, we came up with the idea of doing a Movember Club, and it worked out well because at that same time, I was in the process of becoming an official Movember community ambassador. So I'm technically community ambassador for Boston, but as we know, we are a little ways from the city of Boston. But to be able to do a club was something that ties really strongly into being a community ambassador. And so we started the club. So this is our second year doing the club. And it's just been really cool to see how many people come in the morning, whether they come once or twice, or they come several different times for meetings. It's no easy task to get up early in the morning, especially for a high school student. So to see people to get up and do something where it's not just for themselves, has been really cool to see.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
So the next question I have is, I don't know if you'd count it as personal. I don't want to be too personal because, you know, but in your youth years, like teenage years, kind of like high school years, was Movember a thing?
So I didn't really know about it. It may have been a thing for some people, but it wasn't something that was present in my life. It was started in 2003 in Australia, but being in Pittsfield growing up, it wasn't really something that I heard about much until I kind of just heard about it in 2020. And at that point, I was ready, you know, like when after my friend passed away in 2015, his family and some of my friends went to suicide walks, and I wasn't ready for that yet. I didn't think I wanted to be around other people that were sad and that had experienced a loss from suicide. But by the time 2020 came around, I was a little bit older and more ready to be able to do something about it because, I can't go back in time to save my friend, but what we can do is to help so that somebody else doesn't have to go through that same feeling of a loss of a friend or feeling that they don't have any future or if they lose hope, just to be able to know that you're not alone and that there are a lot of people out there that care. Even if you don't think it at the time, people do care.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to thank Coach Capeless for taking the time out of his busy day to join us and talk about the Movember Club. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in on WTBR, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast from. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us at taconictv@pittsfield.net. We hope you'll join us next time for Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, MA, and this week featured Coach Capeless and the Movember Club. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and was taped in May of 2025.